The Voice of Beauty, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Han-chun carefully runs his fingers over the finely sculpted back on Dame. He's used to the scars beneath his fingers by now, but they still make his heart ache faintly, especially now that he's taking his time to look and touch. He runs his fingers gently along the length of the most prominent scar. He can tell what some of the scars are just by looking. The lashes from a whip are especially easy to identify, but some of them are still a mystery to him. It's not like Fu Hong, sure, volunteers much information about the things that he's suffered through. Like he believes they shouldn't matter, that they're not worth mentioning, Han-chan thinks, bending down to press his lips against the same scar his fingers had just been touching. Fu Hongshue's breath seems to hitch ever so slightly, but that's the only reaction that Han-chan can discern. Maybe Fu Hongshue simply doesn't like talking about his past, and Han-chan is just thinking a bit too much. With Fu Hongshue's level of control over himself, it's usually almost impossible to figure out his reactions to anything. Sometimes, Han-chan really wishes he'd have a little less control. He lifts his head and continues to slowly run his hands over Fu Hongshue's back. He brushes aside some of the long hair and presses a kiss against the nape of Fu Hongshue's neck. He moves his head enough that he can whisper against Fu Hongshue's ear, even though he could probably hear Han-chan, even if he was whispering from across the room. Tell me if you hate what I'm doing, at least. Han-chan isn't exactly used to feeling unsure in the bedroom. He knows what he's good at, knows how to please his bed partners, but with Fu Hongshue it's different. He's always so ready to please Han-chan with little regard for himself. It makes Han-chan feel inadequate and vaguely selfish. I just want to make you feel good, Han-chan continues to say quietly. Please let me, he almost adds, but bites back those words before they can slip out. They sound too needy and he's not... He doesn't know how Fu Hongshue would take them. This is not the time to find out. There's a moment of quiet, and then Fu Hongshue utters a small Han-chan smiles and nuzzles against Fu Hongshue's ear, and then kisses him softly on the cheek. He sits up again, to continue his slow exploration of Fu Hongshue's body. His hands trail down the length of Fu Hongshue's body, the lean but well-defined muscles, the scars marring that pale skin. He slides lower along Fu Hongshue's body, his hands finding Fu Hongshue's ass. There are fewer scars here, but even here there are a few stray marks that must have been left by the lash of a whip. Han-chan runs his thumb along one of the scars before lowering his head down to kiss it. He brushes the tip of his nose against the soft skin of Fu Hongshue's ass and has to fight the urge to just sink his whole face in there. Fu Hongshue tenses slightly under him and then relaxes again. It's barely even noticeable. Han-chan smiles a bit and presses another kiss against Fu Hongshue's ass cheek before pulling away. There are things they might want to talk about first, before just trying them out. They've had more than their fair share of misunderstandings already, and Han-chan doesn't quite feel like adding to them, just because he has no idea how some ancient people might have thought about certain things. After all, as much as Fu Hongshue disregards himself in order to please Han-chan, it's always been very firmly Han-chan getting fucked. Maybe now isn't the time to ask about that. Not when Han-chan still hasn't quite figured out what he should actually ask. It's tiring, sometimes, to try to translate things into ancient terms, when half the time Han-chan is making wild guesses. Turn around, Han-chan says, and just about manages to not make it a question. He quickly moves away from Fu Hongxue, just long enough for him to turn around. Han Chen's eyes lift up to Fu Hongxue's face, his large wet eyes and red lips. Fu Hongxue looks back at him, his expression still mostly unreadable. He blinks his eyes slowly, long lashes sweeping down, and then, as he looks at Han Chen, his lips curl up ever so slightly. The smile is barely there at all, and it still almost takes Han Chen's breath away. He smiles back, softer than he quite meant to, and then bends down to kiss those red lips, biting at them lightly until Fu Hongxue's lips part, letting Han Chen slip his tongue inside. His hand presses against Fu Hongxue's cheek as he kisses him deeply. He feels Fu Hongxue's hand press against the back of Han Chen's head, his fingers dangling into Han Chen's hair, as he gently pulls Han Chen closer. After a moment, Han Chen pulls away, and Fu Hongxue's hand quickly lets go of him. There's a flicker of worry in Fu Hongxue's eyes, and Han Chen rubs their noses together, feeling breathless and a bit light-headed. He pulls a bit further away to ask, "What do you want me to do?" Fu Hongxue looks at him blankly, something close to worry creeping over his face. Han Chen strokes the side of his face and then adds, "What would make you feel good?" Fu Hongxue seems to take his time considering the question, and Han Chen almost wants to laugh, if his heart didn't hurt faintly. Who needs to think that hard about what they like? "Touch me," Fu Hongxue finally says, his voice quiet but steady. Han Chen can't help laughing. He strokes Fu Hongxue's cheek, reassuringly. "I can do that. I can definitely do that," he promises. The end.